brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Going back to Pastor Lindsey Williams, we're now into the third hour today. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is going to pop in towards the end of the show on several key reports he's put out dealing with this lurching towards the looming World War scenario. And to be living this and to see this unfolding and to see our government totally hijacked by these interests makes my head spin. And folks know that I'm not somebody that gets up here and gets into Islamophobia and hyperventilates all day about the Muslims. I know Al-Qaeda was founded by the CIA. I know it's a group used to destabilize and overthrow more moderate countries. And I know that in Iraq, you know, they threw out the secular leader and put things even worse in. And that's on record. And that's the type of enslavement they want for the Middle East, actually. And you tell the average good old boy this, that, you know, either thinks Al-Qaeda bad, Al-Qaeda good, or America good, America bad. It's no. These are duplicitous, multi-spectrum globalists who fund all the sides and then have a synthesis that leads them to their goal. And that made Bilderberg Group a few months ago really upset at their steering committee meeting that Tucker had an insider at. And the media tried to deny the meeting happened. Later it came out that indeed Kissinger had been there and it was a secret trilateral commission meeting. Even had Yale come out against this and some other big newspapers. And it turned out Tucker was, and later they had to, you know, change their article and say, well, okay, there was a meeting. First they tried to claim, you know, that Tucker was nuts and there was no meeting. And then it turned out that meeting did happen. I mean, Tucker doesn't make stuff up. I mean, he's 100% on target. But looking at this, they really are trying to create order out of chaos. But first they have to create the chaos to get that order. And they really are trying to talking to your sources, Lindsey, how big, because reportedly from the Bilderberg Group and also public statements, they want this to lead even into Russia and China down the road. And that's what Fromm told you and the other source years ago was, after the Middle East, look at China and Russia. China is the big one.
It's the big one, and even right now, with the major crisis in the Middle East and the stupidity of the President of the United States of America risking his career because he's told them they have to, all of that is totally insignificant to one thing that I haven't even talked about today because that wasn't necessarily in the briefing that I got. But Mr. Fromm told me years ago, he said, Lindsey, don't pay any attention to what's happening in North South Korea. He said, never mind the Middle East. He said, China is the big one. And, of course, you know what China's done lately. But when I got back here, let me go back into these headlines because it leads into this subject. When I got back to the United States and saw the headlines that Brotherhood, legal party, legal in Egypt for the first time, they are giving to the Muslim Brotherhood every single country, mark my words, this is a prediction based on what I've heard from them, they will be giving the Muslim Brotherhood every single country when it's taken over. Listen to this. U.S. pushes for immediate transition in Yemen. Why do they want it so quickly? I hope you read that article. They want it because they're ready to give Yemen to the Muslim Brotherhood just as quick as they can totally take it over. Nations pledge $1.3 billion for Libyan rebels. Why? Why in the world are we doing this when, if anything, Gaddafi was a friend before we went in to destroy him? And now, of course, he may as well leave before we assassinate him. Of course, this was another headline. NATO's Rasmussen urges planning for post-Gaddafi Libya. They already have it planned to do all of this. They know exactly what they're going to do. Okay, what is China doing because of all of this? The next headline I saw that startled me so much, China warns U.S. debt default idea is playing with fire. Folks, China knows exactly what's going to happen. They already see the handwriting on the wall. And because of this,
China... Hold on, Lindsey. Let's briefly finish up with China. Then we'll go to some callers specifically for Lindsey Williams. And we've got Dr. Paul Craig Roberts coming up, basically on the same subject, looming world war. Stay with us.
In the past 2 months, over 2,000 natural disasters have been recorded. With the ongoing economic crash, millions of Americans can't afford food. Also, because of the exploding price of fuel, many farmers can't afford to plant their crops. We must take control of our greatest dependency, food. Folks, you can trust eFoods Direct, the 28-year veteran of long-term storable foods, and they're here to help. For a limited time, when you place your order for a 3-week supply of the best storable food on the planet, you will receive the fourth week absolutely free. You will save $75 and receive a full month's supply for less than $8 a day. This offer ends on June 22nd, so act now and buy three to get the fourth one free from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or go online to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd. To buy three and get one free, call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, China has come out and said, hey, you've already technically defaulted on the dollar on your T-bills. You've already devalued it. You're playing with fire. Now they're in the news. AP today. China warns U.S. to keep out of South China Sea. U.S. warships have gone in the Black Sea. U.S. ships are off the coast of Syria. EU and others are openly calling for war in Syria. Western-backed forces are coming in out of the Kurd areas, attacking the Syrian military. This is a multi-region war being fought through proxies. And then once the proxies start the war, the establishment says it's humanitarian. We must go in and back them up. This is really how the Soviets in the 1950s and 60s and 70s did it, is they would go in and back rebels to try to overthrow a government. The Soviets would normally already have the country right next to that, and then they would come in claiming they were saving the rebels in a humanitarian way. And to see the United States acting just like the old Soviet Union really makes me want to throw up. And then lying and saying it's humanitarian and that it's not a war and doing all the other things they're doing. I mean, it's just, we've got to wake up from this nightmare. So your sources have said, look out, big collision with China. You've been saying that since last October. What did your sources say, Lindsay, anything on that?
China has divested 97% of its holdings in U.S. Treasury bills. They already see the handwriting on the wall. They know that the American debt can never be paid off. Even the interest on the debt is not being paid anymore because nations aren't showing up to buy it. And because of that, they realize that the approximate $3 trillion that they hold, now it's not only T-bills, but the other issues of the Federal Reserve, they know that they're on the verge of losing all of that. They are beside themselves. And as a result, Mr. Fromm told me before he died, and I can see it so plainly now, the name of the game is control, and he said China is the big one. Oh, by the way, Alex, just in passing, if the elite ever get to you too much, and I know I have the problem sometimes, too, with being able to think straight because of things that they say and do and so on. There is a way. Mr. Kissinger lived to be over 90 years of age because he knows some things. Now, what's happening in the world today, folks, I don't know how to say it anymore except that everything that the elite have planned, they are going to, they will keep their timeline, barring divine intervention. And they have said that the end of 2012 is their timeline for accomplishing certain things. And they have verified to me that they are on target. Because of the fact that gold prices or silver prices set back a little bit does not mean that they've failed. And it doesn't mean that they've failed because they're going to keep prices of gasoline for $5 for a short
time. Well, they always drive silver and gold down a little bit, and then it retraces that and goes up even more. Anybody that wants to see it, just search the term 11-year gold graphic. We'll put one on screen. Now, I promised to go to some calls. Let's jam some callers in here. Tom in California, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
I just wanted to say thank you and your amazing crew, and I can actually vouch for Pastor Williams. I'd left a message on the Prophecy website. He actually called me back. So, I mean, that tells you what type of man he is. He's a man of the
Lord. No, I know. Lindsey Williams is a great guy. Now, Tom, do you have any questions or comments?
Well, I just was curious. Is this standard operating procedure that they go into a country, build it up, double-cross the people? I mean, it seems like this is like a bad rerun of Saddam Hussein. You know, with all the
The globalists are totally cold-blooded. It's absolute calculations. They cheat each other as well. That's why they're in control, because they're totally ruthless and are incredibly good liars and were able to sell to the Western world in the last 100 years, letting them control the issuance of currency and credit. Lindsey Williams.
Yes, and they know everything they're doing. They plan it well in advance. And the end goal, of course, when the dust is settled, they bring everything to bankruptcy. They, in turn, get it free of charge. And over a period of years, I've tried my best to tell people this lately, over a period of years, they will bring it back out under their control, under the New World Order, back to the place where it was when America was the great nation.
And that's why they want the global system backed up with petrodollars, because no matter what currency you have, there's this new global SDR digital, and to buy oil, you'll have to buy it in the SDR and other derivatives they've created. And the IMF and World Bank put out public papers saying this, calling it global government. I mean, that's what's so frustrating, is it's all right there. It's just not on the nightly news.
Yeah, they are going to issue a new world currency. It will be backed by gold and silver. They must take the price of gold $3,000 an ounce before they bring in the new currency. Silver must be $75 to $100 an ounce. Every bit of it they have a timetable for. They're not accomplishing things quite as quick as they wanted to in the Middle East. Now, of course, they're using American dollars to finish off the job. Saudi Arabia will be last. Folks, every bit of it is right there.
By the way, Libya is not going well for them. So just like our awakening's hurting them, they're not invincible, though. I mean, the Italians are now moving to pull out of the NATO operation. The Germans already pulled out. I guess it'll just be the U.S., I guess, going in then.
Well, if the American people will wake up and stop this this puppet president we've got up there, they could stop him flat on the right now. If they'd only get Congress to not be paid off any longer, there's no telling what it cost them to pass this bill that just went through Congress the other day. Folks, wake up. For goodness sakes, listen to everything you've been hearing Alex Jones say. He's not out there just saying something for the fun of it. What you hear on Alex Jones' program every day is exactly what the elite are telling me these days.
Well, I mean, all that is common sense and history and research. You have sources. We have sources. This is what's happening. And that's what's so frustrating is this isn't about entertainment. It's not about being a big radio host. It's not about Lindsey Williams being a best-selling author. We're trying to warn people because we have no future if this doesn't get turned around. And that's what's so painful about this. It's what's so frustrating is geopolitically, the bankers control almost every nation on Earth. They're overthrowing the last few they don't. By destabilizing and curtailing oil supplies, the bankers will have the global currency and they'll have the control of the major oil supplies, and the whole world will be held hostage by them. And now they're going to start their carbon taxing that the big oil companies are promoting. You know, I always get emails, you work for oil companies, you're saying global warming isn't real. Of the top five oil companies, they're the ones, along with Ken Lay, that developed the stinking plan with Al Gore. Rick Perry was the chief of staff for Al Gore. They're all on the same team. I'm sick of it.
Alex, let me put it this way, if I may, and it'll help you listeners out there. I, Lindsey Williams, I never lose any sleep at night or worry about any of the things that are happening in the world. Nothing ever surprises me because the elite have told me everything that they're going to do. I have prepared in advance, and folks, you can do the same thing. I will gladly tell you whenever people give me a briefing, as I've just had, on the Alex Jones Show, I'll gladly tell you what they just told me. And if you will do what the elite have done, and you know what they're going to do, you have nothing to be worried about because you can take precautionary measures in accordance with what you know they're going to do. Don't lose sleep over all of this.
Well, here's the problem, though. If people, I'm going to hold you for one more segment, Lindsey. We've got a guest coming up. I want to go to Paul in Australia, then we'll go to Ja, Rand, Julio, Richard. Paul in Australia, you're on the air with Lindsey Williams. Go ahead.
Yes. Hey, thank you very much, Alex, for taking my call. It's a great honor to be on the Alex Jones Radio Show, Infowars.com.
Please, you don't have to be honored. We're honored to have you, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you very much. Hi, Lindsey Williams. How you going, mate?
Thank you for calling from Australia.
Thank you. Yes, I find it ironic because you used to work with the on the oil rigs, didn't you, Lindsey?
Yes, I was at Prudhoe Bay for 3 years.
Wow, because wouldn't it be true that the new oil in the future will be water? That'll be the new oil commodity in the future. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Water? Well, I mean, sure. The globalists are buying up water worldwide. They call it blue gold to try to corner it and then create artificial scarcity. Is that what you're getting at?
Yes, that oil will be the new water will be the new oil of the future. Yes, Alex.
No, water will not be the oil of the future. According to the elite themselves, they're going to be able to accomplish everything they want to do and bring it in that new world order by the petrodollar and by the control of oil. And it'll be a long, long, long time down the line before anything changes from the usual.
Well, here's what I want to say about this. Regardless of whether you like the petrochemical society, civilization, or hate it, I'm not debating that with people. We know they've suppressed a lot of alternative energies. But they talk about, through the carbon taxes, how they're trying to shift our society. They're not. What they're doing is they are holding us hostage through the oil system and then shutting it off at the same time to basically totally bankrupt us into their hands. The ultra-rich wage war against independent wealth. Correct, Lindsey?
Yes. Yeah, they know exactly what they're doing. They have this plan years and years in advance.
Anything else from Australia?
They have nothing to worry about.
Yes.
The rich
what?
Never fear what's happening.
Yes, one last quick one, Alex and Lindsey, is that quite simply that this New World Order is that I believe it will be the Catholic Church, I do, that it will be religion put in with the what's a theocracy? A theocracy, because it's going to come through the religious system of this New World Order.
Yeah, listen, I appreciate your call.
It's a group of elitist people, and I don't think we can connect them with any particular religious group or society. except that it changes from generation to generation. Kissinger was one of them. Daddy Bush was one of them. I mean, you go right down the line with who announced the New World Order.
Yeah, well, they got key people in every major group, and it's a globalist philosophy. Stay there, Lindsay. We're going to come back and talk to Ja Rand and Julio Richard. Stay with us. We got Dr. Roberts coming up.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today, and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Oh, the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
By the way, Lindsey Lame's books are now available on Amazon. They're now digital. That's good news. The Energy Non-Crisis and Gull Island will blow your mind. You can also call and ask about the different DVD and audio CD packages where he really lays all this out at 888-799-6111 or prophecyclub.com to check that out. I'll give you those one more time before he leaves us. Let's quickly go to Ja in Michigan. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Thanks, Alex. I just joined PrisonPlanet.tv recently after
watching some of your old videos on the web and said, well, you know, I need to pay my part a little bit. And then
thanks for the support. Couldn't do it without you. Do you have a question for Lindsey Williams?
Yes. I originally was going to talk about the police state or hidden science, but this is interesting about government default here, because in the past I thought that, you know, that could really help our country, you know, and screw the global bankers if we said, you know, we're not going to use 20% of our government spending for these debt holders.
This is the bankers screwing all the governments and private people that invested their pension funds with them. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, well, that's what I wanted to clarify, because it would save like the 20% of government spending, but it would screw citizen bondholders, and would it help us get rid of the Federal Reserve?
It's to the advantage of the elite to bring about a default on the American debt. They have to do it in order to bring in that new world order and also to bring in that new world currency. In the meantime, it's going to hurt masses of people through their pension funds, through all of the stock market, everything else imaginable. But the main issue is to bring in the new world order. They have to do this. And, of course, it's going to devastate the United States of America, because other countries are going to hate us with a passion. You remember the agreement that was made with Kissinger way back in the days of the Carter administration and others, when he went abroad and said, we'll buy your oil, we will not produce American oil if you will buy our T-bills and securities. Well, they've been doing this for all of these years because they thought the American dollar was the reserve currency of the world. Now they are realizing that we're just fixing to do them in and cause them to take a loss of everything they've got. But it's all a part of the new world order in order to bring in that system.
Ja, I appreciate your call. It's people need to understand the globalists are so wealthy, they own the institutions, they own the issuance of the money, and they are engaged in economic and military warfare against everyone. It is a philosophy of a bunch of social Darwinist, anti-liberty elitists who are a bunch of psychopaths, and they're waging scientific war against humanity. And they're playing different blocks of humanity and nations off against each other. And they've studied how humans operate, and they're in control because of their incredible organizational skills. And because the average person judges the world by how they are and can't believe that there are evil people out there. Let's talk to Rand in New York. You're on the air with Lindsey Williams.
Alex, you rock. Lindsey, you're big on predictions. I got a couple I wanted to see what you thought of. Number one, if the TSA manages to make enough people mad in Texas, they do finally pass some legislation where they tell them they can't grope us in the airports.
Feds will blow up an airplane. There's no doubt.
Right, I'm betting that Chertoff and his minions will come on. They'll have some kind of false flag, underwear bomber deal, and that's immediately what will happen. They'll scare the hell out of Texans, and it'll be right back to where it was. Number two, this turkey shoot going on in Libya. My personal feeling about this is this less to do about oil than it is to show the world what the future of war looks like. This is going to be conducted from the air. It's going to be our drones, unmanned drones going in, mopping the situation up until they whip the opposition down, and then we'll go set some tin-pot dictator up that'll do what we want them to do. While the border of Mexico is wide open, and, you know, how much is it going to take for Hajis to come across wrapped in a barrel of marijuana and come up here and start torching places that are suffering from droughts? That's what we need to be watching out for.
I hear you. I appreciate your call. Lindsey, this is the future of war. Unmanned helicopters and drones running around slaughtering people with Obama wearing a peace prize around his neck. I mean, it really is a sick joke.
But we're doing it. We're doing it for the elite. They want us to do this. They're using the American taxpayer's dollar and using the American taxpayer as a scapegoat in order to close down the Middle East. Egypt, Libya, Yemen, Jordan, Syria, Oman, Last Saudi Arabia. I hope I'll say this three times. Last Saudi Arabia. When you see it hit, the elite have accomplished what they want, and they're allowing the American taxpayer to pay for it. This gripes me to no end. People should be raising up in arms.
All right. Well, thank you for giving us the latest information. Folks can find your materials at prophecyclub.com. Lindsey Williams, thank you so much for spending time with us. We'll be right back with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts via video Skype joining us to also look at the looming New World War. that's being engineered, and we'll also take a few more of your phone calls. Bev Curtis, Richard, and others.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion. Fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Talking to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, popping in here in a moment, former Wall Street Journal editor, former head of policy, Department of Treasury, dealing with some of his new articles he's written, the new definition of conspiracy theory, how offshoring has destroyed the U.S. economy. Nobel economist Michael Spence says globalization is costly for Americans, no kidding. But also this new great war that we're not supposed to call a war. First, I want to cover that with him. Italy breaks ranks over NATO, says that they want to pull out now. The Germans have pulled out. And meanwhile, they got the huge Marine Corps drill, amphibious assault set for this week on the East Coast. And our intelligence is they're going into Libya in late September, early October. I have that directly from Fort Hood, even the units that will be involved, 1st Cavalry, 3 Corps. That's all coming up in a moment. This is a big, big deal. But before we go to Dr. Roberts, I want to thank eFoodsDirect.com for being a wonderful sponsor and the premier supplier of super high-quality storable foods. With the depression news, the wars looming, all the insanity, you better have storable foods. I know I do. And I searched a long time to find a great company like eFoods, and that's why I got them as a sponsor, because they've got the high-quality foods, they've got the best prices. And today is the last day to buy any three of their different food pack lines and get the fourth free. Huge discount right now. Today is the last day to get your order in at eFoodsDirect.com. give you a little hint. They usually go a day over because people get late, you know, getting their calls or orders in. 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. Super high-quality, storable foods, non-GMO, non-hybrid, good, clean food. Freshly produced, by the way. They produce millions and millions of packages a month. These are the big boys. So you, via the scalability, you get the best prices. 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. And they are going to have food price increases after this special today because they're purchasing their food out into the distance, and food prices are going up because of the dollar devaluation. Also, I want to tell you about purewaterfreedom.com. If you want to afford to remove fluoride from your tap water, visit purewaterfreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower bath filters. All their filters are made in the USA. Go to purewaterfreedom.com to take control of your water supply today, or don't. Okay, going to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former Wall Street Journal editor, former head of policy, Department of Education, syndicated columnist. We carry his great reports at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. He's written a lot of powerful articles the last few days. It's always great to have him pop in via video Skype with us. And, Doc, I threw out a few of the things you've written about, but front and center, the Washington Post and others have had to come out and say basically nobody is buying anymore that the Nobel Peace Laureate is a man of peace, and that these wars in Yemen and Libya and the overthrow in Egypt and the ships mashing and the surrogate groups attacking in Syria out of Kurdistan, that the fact is this is really a new world war via proxy. Where do you see all of this going from your research? I mean, this is pretty scary stuff.
Well, Alex, I think there are two ways it can go. It could go into direct American confrontation with China and Russia. It looks on the surface like that's where it's headed right now because of Libya. There, we're driving them out of their oil investments. And the Syria thing is about the Russian naval base at Tartus. And so we're trying to overthrow the Assad regime in order to get a puppet in there that will evict the Russians from their only Mediterranean naval base. So then the Mediterranean Sea belongs to us. So it could go into a direct confrontation. Right now we hide behind Arab protest and pretend that this is something that's directed at Gaddafi and Assad, and it's really directed at China and Russia. On the other hand, what could happen is that just about every country now has serious internal problems, apparently China as well as Russia. And what kind of war we could end up with is just chaos. That is not a World War II type situation, or even a Vietnam type, or even an Iraq type, but just all kinds of chaos internal in each country from dissatisfied citizens.
Global bedlam triggered by the global dollar devaluation, correct?
By that, by the bubbles, the asset bubbles, by the in the West, of course, by the theft, by the bankers. As you see in Greece and Spain, you know, this isn't played up, as you know, in the American media, but these people have been in the streets for weeks and weeks. And and then cross-border skirmishes. This article that I recently wrote about the economy and offshoring, when you have an establishment figure like Michael Spence, a Nobel Prize-winning economist, writing in the establishment journal of the Council on Foreign Relations that the United States faces a serious structural challenge in terms of the quantity and quality of jobs, then how long before Americans are going to be in the streets like the Greeks and the Spaniards? So it could go either way, or both ways. And the response to all sorts of internal unrest could be to foment a major war. This, of course, is extremely risky because of the nuclear weapons. The United States, China, Russia, they all have immense quantities of nuclear weapons. And most likely, not any of those countries would be willing to sort of be run over by the other. So I think the world is at an extremely high level of risk, of essentially annihilation, and that the American government is the most irresponsible government that the world has ever seen, because all the troubles that are producing this come mainly out of Washington and Wall Street, and they never cease to continue on these paths that are producing this extraordinary turmoil. They destroy the dollar, which affects the whole world, as you said, the prices of food, of energy, and they are behind so much of the rebellions and troubles. And so it's almost like the United States is, or Washington, let me put it that way, Washington is determined to destroy not only themselves, but the rest of the world. And that looks to me like what the real picture is.
And we're seeing more and more reckless behavior by people like Wiener. This is a senior congressman in Homeland Security Committee, highly involved in so many issues. And so many of these elitists now are so unstable, they're sending photographs around, with images of their member, and then trying to blame Breitbart for it, saying that it's a conspiracy. And if you don't believe that, you're a conspiracy theorist. Dr. Roberts, I'm seeing two things happen. I want your comment on this, and then you can comment on Wiener. But I'm seeing two things happen. I'm seeing a lot of people come out and state the obvious, like the Nobel Prize winner, saying globalism's destroyed us, and other high-power people coming out and being honest about, hey, this is a war, our elite is insane, we're headed towards global degeneration and multi-region wars that have high casualties. That's the definition of a world war. All of this going on. So you have one group of people, folks stepping out, being honest, going, man, this has gotten bad. But then other people, like Fareed Zakaria, and saying the Constitution's bad, get rid of it, and bizarre statements by Obama saying, no, I define this as peace, so it is peace. So it's like they're trying to pile on and make us buy their delusion. And then meanwhile, they're taking photos of themselves and sending it to women. I mean,
yeah, it's amazing. I agree with that. Absolutely amazing. I think that we can't look to any hope in either party. In fact, there's not really two parties anymore. With the destruction of the unions, the Democrats are subject to the same Wall Street, military, security complex, APEC financing that the Republicans are. So we have one party. They all serve this oligarchy of money. We have all the various plots that you expose at times, and all of these plots, of course, are working against each other. And as we know, the best laid plans of mice and men often go awry. So plots are going awry. There are idiots everywhere with power, and the American people, what can they do? I think the only answer is what Gerald Celente was talking to you about yesterday when he said direct democracy. We'll just let the people vote on everything, and only a majority decision prevails. So, of course, that's got problems too. But as it is now, the people have no voice. And the founding fathers always had more confidence in the people than they had in the elites or in organizations run by elites. So maybe our only recourse is to somehow just shove the established system out of the picture. Maybe we can use all this modern technology like was used in Egypt and Tunisia to get the people together out in the streets. I mean, at least they drove the figurehead out of power.
But here's the problem with that. Now the Pentagon admits they're building their own private networks so their revolutionaries can overthrow. They're putting cybersecurity in place, even though they haven't passed the law. Here's a headline out of CNET. U.S. building virtual internet as cyber attack tested. Right as they try to pass the Cybersecurity Act, all these cyber attacks happen. They've been caught before staging events. They're clearly putting an authoritarian system in. They're clearly getting the private spy networks up. They're clearly FBI shutting down whole giant computer network, you know, hosting companies to get it one website. I mean, really, we know the answer. They're trying to destabilize everything, knowing that they can pose then as the saviors in the crises and grab more and more power. But there is good news with the fights against the TSA gaining steam. Man, you know what? Just all Hades is breaking loose. I mean, I think it just comes down to that at the end of the day.
Yes, that's what it comes down to, and more Hades will break loose. The more people lose their homes, their jobs, the ability to function in the established society. As that spreads, the turmoil will grow. And I don't know if we can beat the police state to the punch or not. On the whole, these private hackers seem to be better at it than the state. So maybe there is a chance for some kind of fundamental revolution in the structure of government that gets rid of what's sitting there on the entire world in Washington.
Well, as you know, history shows that these people go insane, and we've had little debates. You're saying they're super incompetent, but yeah, there are, you know, plots and delusions of grandeur, and then I'm saying, no, they're more well-organized than you're saying, but more and more, I think it's they think they're organized. They think with their NSA tracking, they're able to predict mass movements and things. But at the end of the day, I think you're probably right in that they really don't know what they're doing. And at the end of the day, are going to just release. They know we're in a depression. They know things are getting worse. And they think if they just tell us everything's great, it's going to make us believe it's better. And I know the system is accelerating their loss of credibility, and then they think that an iron fist is going to back that up. I don't think it's going to work. I mean, I think they're going to fail in this global corporate crime syndicate's takeover, but they may destroy all of us in the process.
That's right. They may. I think they'll fail, too, because there's not enough of them. Too few people are benefiting from the takeover that they have in motion. It's less than 1% of the population. So you've got 99% of the people who are being screwed by their plans. So that can't work. Even force, I don't think, can alter numbers that are that heavily weighted against you.
Well, that's another thing. How can they all over the country be laying police off, stealing their pension funds, claiming it's welfare, you know, that police and fire unions are getting money they put in. Now they want private pension funds. They're trying that in Europe. I mean, how do they expect the cops to enforce on us the same things happening now in Greece when they're going to be robbed as well? I mean, that doesn't...
That's right. And that's exactly it. And even as we've talked before, Alex, even if they can get the police to cooperate with them, you have to remember the United States was never able to occupy Baghdad. And the only way we ever stopped the carnage that our troops were suffering was by hiring the insurgents ourselves and putting them on the American military payroll. So if they can't occupy Baghdad, they can't occupy the United States. And unless they put the entire population on their payroll, they've got more problems potentially than it's possible for them to deal with. So, you know, I don't think that either party can produce any leadership, because the power of money and the power of the oligarchy is just too powerful, is too strong. And if any real leader were to appear within one of the parties, he would either quickly be smeared and framed up, or they would assassinate him.
And the oligarchy, if it went slower with soft power, could have stayed in power and even grown their power. But instead, I think they're so hubris-filled that they're driving forward with delusions of global domination, and the only threat to oligarchy is themselves.
Right. That's right. You know, it's just like Hitler. He marched off into Russia. If he hadn't, he'd still be there. So we're marching off everywhere, you know, in Libya and looks like Syria, perhaps, and they still have
Yemen.
A land.
They're talking about Sudan now, Pakistan. We only got a few minutes left, 5 minutes after this break, but start getting into your excellent article that came out a few days ago, you know, the redefining of conspiracy theory.
Yeah, conspiracy theory now is any fact or any explanation that's contrary to the government's and the media's. So it encompasses almost the whole realm of truth. Just about everything is true is a conspiracy theory. If you talk about all the jobs lost to offshoring, well, that's a conspiracy theory. It's not just applied to 9/11. It's now any disagreement with the government and the official media. That is a conspiracy theory.
Let's break that down in the last 5 minutes of the show with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. We'll also tell you about his new edition of his new book that's out, How the Economy Was Lost, The War of the Worlds. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. And this is a fight between truth and lies, good and evil. And 2 + 2 = 4. If you can say that, we can have freedom.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need My Pillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, My Pillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. My Pillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. My Pillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. My Pillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd. To buy three and get one free, call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Cultures go crazy throughout history, more often than not. And cultures get crazy leadership in place that over time become more and more decadent, more and more sure of themselves. Everybody just bows down to them, rolls red carpets out, pulls their chairs out, tells them they've got the answers. And they're fiddling while Rome burns, and they've got their CNN host saying, get rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They've They've got their people running around throwing it in our face. But really, I believe they're making themselves passe or discredited by saying everything's a conspiracy theory. I mean, I hear it now where they actually have Obama and people saying, I say if something's a war or not, and I say it isn't. And it reminds me of Karl Rove 6 years ago telling the New York Times, he said, I control reality. I say what it is, and then you agree. Is that understood? I mean, these people are lunatics. But finishing up with that, you know, article, though, about the new definition of a conspiracy theory is anything not in their false reality.
That's right. Any truth. For example, you're attacked for being a conspiracy theorist because you revealed truths. Russia Today, you know, the TV station, RT, they've been attacked by the New York Times for reporting news and opinions that the New York Times doesn't approve of. And the New York Times doesn't report, and therefore they're a conspiracy theory. I told you about my experience with the Huffington Post. After they interviewed me on the war, they then found out that I had actually reported on some of the findings of 9/11 skeptics, you know, scientists. And so they quickly made it an adjustment to their interview with me, and they said, well, you don't have to listen to him because he's the conspiracy theorist. So if you just report facts, even without endorsing them, you're now a conspiracy theorist. So I think it's becoming a badge of honor to be called a conspiracy theorist because it means you tell the truth.
Well, that's it. I mean, I remember being called a conspiracy theorist for saying Bush was lying about WMDs.
Right.
And then the fact that they've been caught lying so much, really questioning them is a conspiracy theory. Having reason, not believing people that have a history of congenital lying, that is not just conspiracy theory, it's extremism, Dr. Roberts.
Oh, yes, of course. I mean, look, see, now they're all over Syria, accusing Assad of being a butcher and all of this. But who's the real butcher? It's Washington, isn't it? You know, John Pilger's film, The War You Don't See, he shows that in the current wars that we are waging, 90% of the casualties are civilians. So for every so-called insurgent or enemy we kill 9 civilians. Well, we've murdered more people than if you took all the deaths of Assad and Saddam Hussein and Gaddafi and you multiply them by a million, you wouldn't reach the amounts of people the United States government's killed in the last 10 years. And yet we get on this high horse about how evil Assad is. Well, he's nothing compared to the United States, to Bush or Cheney or Obama or Hillary or any of them. They're all massive war criminals.
But wait, he has a peace prize, though.
Isn't that absurd? I mean, that's got to discredit that prize for all time. I think if they were to give it to me, I'd just say, no, you keep it.
It's an albatross.
The reason they did it was to try to reinforce what they thought was his inclination to wind the wars down. But they didn't understand that he would be a puppet of the same oligarchy that every other president was a puppet.
Well, doctor, how dare you question anything? When you're walking down steps at night, you shouldn't even look below you. That's being a conspiracy theorist. Thank you for joining us. We look forward to talking to you again soon. I'm Alex Jones. Retransmission starts now. See you back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.